بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أيما رجل ليس عنده زكاة فليقل في دعائه: اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، فإن له زكاة، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Out of the qualities which Islam demands of a person, one is the quality of having feeling, compassion, well-wishing for other people, in particular other Muslims. And if we look into our life, unfortunately, this feeling is disappearing. And this feeling is disappearing, especially in regards to when we look at someone whose dini condition is not very good. If you think about it, there are two situations of a person where he is in need. One is his worldly condition is not good. The other is his dini condition is not good. Out of the two, the second one is by far the worst. Because majority of the time, whatever worldly condition is the problem, it is because of his dini condition. The dini condition controls the worldly condition. And if the person has a bad dini condition, that could potentially harm him forever, or at least for a very long time in the hereafter. If a person has a bad worldly condition, maximum that is going to harm him until his death. Let me give you a very simple example. Imagine you are going down the street, you are returning home after Salah. And you reach your home and na'udhu billah, you see that your neighbor's home is on fire. And there is fire coming out of the windows, it looks like the entire building is on fire, maybe the entire family is inside. Imagine what the condition of your heart would be at that time. Every person who has a human heart would naturally cry out for that family. So, the person in whose life deen is not there, this is going to be his state in the hereafter. But when we look at the person in whose life there is no deen, then we don't have any feeling. If he doesn't perform salah, so what? Even if our relative, it can be our brother or our sister who is not performing salah, but we don't even have this much feeling that we raise our hands once and make dua for them, that Allah give them the tawfiq to perform salah. This is something to think about. That we have lost feeling for other people. And as a result, if we look how many days of Ramadan have passed now? Every day of Ramadan, majority of us, we make dua. How many times have we made dua for the dini condition of other people of the ummah? So in the hadith which I mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a very easy pathway to make dua for the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever does not have charity to give, then he should make this dua. This dua should be part of his life. And what is the dua? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasuli wa salli ala al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat. What is the translation of this? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik. Oh Allah, send your special mercy upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your messenger and your servant. Wa salli ala al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat. And send your special mercy upon the believing men and the believing women. This durood, this form of durood sharif, many of us know. And if you do not know, then you will find a card with the durood sharif written on the window. So take it and learn it. This durood sharif has a very special quality to it. What is that? The ulama have said that whenever you send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regardless of how much of a sinner you are, that durood is always accepted. So even if the greatest sinner says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is definitely accepted. This is what the ulama have written. And in this dua which is mentioned, first you send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasuli. So that is 100% accepted. And then after that you make a dua for the Muslims. Wa salli ala al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat. Send your special mercy upon the believing men and women. So if you are making a dua, and the first half is definitely accepted, it is very far-fetched that Allah ta'ala is going to accept the first half, but He is not going to accept the second half. When this is the case, then this is a fantastic dua to make for the ummah. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person does not have charity, charity can help the ummah financially, dini and dunyawi condition. Then if he reads this, then he can think that this is a sufficient replacement as well. For monetary, if a person cannot benefit financially. So every person, it is not this durood does not take very long. Every person should bring it into our life. And before we finish, let me mention to you a very easy method. Ideally, a person should read this durood 100 times or so. But at the very least, read it 10 times. How? In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who reads durood 10 times in the morning and evening, he will gain my intercession on the day of judgment. So the very easy method is read this durood sharif 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. Or if you received the durood sharif kitab last week, read that in the morning and read this durood sharif 10 times in the evening. That has 10 durood sharif inside. But if you even make it a goal to read this 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, then as well as you benefiting from the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah the ummah will benefit hugely as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a perfect practice on this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.